Accession number 20124, Reel 4.
John Anderson, Reel 4. If you can just go back to that massacre at the admin box, you said you heard the screams. Was there anything anybody attempted to do about it?
Well, no. The point is that it was dark, of course, and you're in jungle, and you just can't see a thing. I know there was a patrol sent out to try and find what was going on, but it wasn't until daylight that all the evidence came to light there. But just as an offshoot from there, as I said, a doctor attended me there, and I can't remember his name, probably didn't even know it. But about now 10 years ago, a bit more than that, 15 years ago, my wife and I were on holiday in Scotland, and our two children had been parked with friends locally here, and I phoned the friends up just to inquire how the kids were, and was told that our daughter had been admitted to hospital urgently with an appendicitis. And I was absolutely amazed to find, when eventually I came to meet the doctor, that he was in that box himself. And his name is mentioned in the book here. Would you believe it?
Where was that?
That was in Canterbury Hospital.
Did you visit the hospital after the massacre or thing?
No, I didn't. Well, it was a question of clearing up. No, and you see, at the same time, fighting was, we were totally surrounded there, you see, and it's a question of keeping the Japs out. That's all we were, all we were trying to do at that stage, waiting for them to ease up, which eventually they did, of course. But it's rather interesting. As I say, we were a mixture there of corps troops, divisional troops, there were two divisions, 5 and 7, and coming in from the north to relieve us was a third division, 26th Div. And I don't know whether you remember this, but quite recently there was correspondence in the Telegraph about security of information in wartime. I forget where this originated from, but it was information being passed from division to our brigade, and the divisional commander said, "Our friends have reached Enceinte." And there was a lot of studying of maps after that conversation, and as you probably will know, Enceinte is French for pregnant, and on the map was a village in Yong.
And this is like the English phrase in Yong.
That's right.